Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. We'll start our podcast revealing to men a very good method for getting a strong erection. Then we'll talk about kissing, what a man should know to become a master of kissing. Afterwards, we shall elaborate some more on Bagalamukhi, the goddess of divine fascination. Towards the end, we'll perform a meditation of communion with Bagalamukhi using a proper musical support. Our yogi hosts, Amaris and Valentino, will also keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Your penis will be tougher. Every man wants to increase his virility and have more control over his erection. However, it is important to understand that no one can obtain these abilities without systematic efforts. It is also important to realize that an erection should be obtained and maintained at will. Most young men get an erection at the slightest thought of sex. Later on in life, that ease of having an erection is lost. Instead, one must remember how to do it and exercise their erecting muscles properly. Daily exercise for your erection. This basic and extremely simple exercise has to be done early in the morning, immediately after washing. Steps. 1. Stand in an erect position and just by willing it, try to get an erection. If at first you cannot obtain the erection by willing it, help by gently massaging your penis. If your girlfriend is with you, she may help you with that. 2. Take a towel, which weighs approximately 120 grams, and put it on your penis. Your erection has to be firm enough to support the hand towel. Focus so that you manage to keep this erection for as long as possible. 3. Relax the erection. This can often be achieved by bathing the penis in cold water. 4. Reacquire the erection. Each new erection must be sufficiently strong to hold a hand towel. 5. 8 erections are usually performed for a complete exercise cycle. Be careful. When you first attempt this exercise, it can be done with relative ease, but it becomes more difficult as the level of interest falls with passing time. Therefore, you should remember that you will improve and extend your sexual life over a period of many years through this simple exercise. Good luck! Become a master of kissing. Let's learn about kissing from the Kama Sutra. Kissing power. Kissing, scratching, and love biting are the forerunners of lovemaking. They speed up your lover's ardor. The Kama Sutra tells us that once you are caught amidst a storm of love, all preliminaries get thrown into the winds. Take it easy when you go to bed with a woman for the first time. Reassure her and go easy on kissing and giving love bites. Once she gets used to you, then use lovemaking preliminaries to arouse her passion. The lure of the lips. Where does one plant kisses? Almost everywhere. To be specific, place them on her eyes, cheeks, throat, bosom, breasts, lips, and even on the inside of her warm mouth. If she is young, 3 kinds of gentler kisses can be tried. Number 1. The nominal kiss. A nominal kiss is when he brushes his mouth fleetingly with hers. Number 2. The throbbing kiss. A throbbing kiss becomes operational when she sets aside her bashfulness for just a moment and with her eyes shut clasps your hand and allows you to nibble just a wee bit on her lower lip. Number 3. The touching kiss. A touching kiss is when her tongue darts out, however briefly, into your mouth. There are 4 other kinds of kisses based on angle and pressure. Number 1. When your lips meet directly, you have a straight kiss. Number 2. If your heads are slightly slanted towards each other, it is a bent kiss. Number 3. If you lift each other's head, turning it towards yourself, you have a lifted kiss. Number 4. If you kiss fiercely with a lot of passion, then it becomes a pressed kiss. Yet another kind of pressed kiss can be done when you hold her mouth with your fingers while lingering with your lips. This is called the greatly pressed kiss. The game of kissing. The ancient texts suggest the following games to arouse passion among lovers so that they can carry on lovemaking for hours. Have a bet on who can catch the other's lower lip using only lips. Should she lose, she can pretend to cry while complaining that she has been cheated and demand another try. If you refuse, she can suck or nip at your nose until you give in for a second try. If she loses again, she should pretend to be more distressed than ever before and try to get a hold of her lover's lip in an unguarded moment and hold it gently with her teeth. Then she can jump around for joy at her victory, using her eyebrows and eyes to challenge you to yet another contest. Those with a higher degree of passion can extend these games to contests of nails, teeth, and fingers as well. If you kiss your beloved's upper lip and at the same time she sucks your lower lip, it is called the kiss of the upper lip. But if you take both her lips into your mouth, it is dubbed as the clasping kiss. However, during these two kisses, as you explore each other's mouth, it can easily turn into what the ancients called jousting of the tongues. Similar battles can be tried out with the lips and the teeth. Kissing may also be classified into four kinds when lips, teeth, and tongue work in unison. These are moderate, contracted, pressed, and soft, depending upon the part of the body you are kissing. Number 1. A soft kiss is for the breasts and where the limbs meet the body. Gently nip and tease with your tongue. Number 2. A moderate kiss is reserved for her cheeks, breasts, belly, and hips, where the flesh is in abundance and you can sink your teeth in without causing any harm, so to speak. Number 3. A pressed kiss uses the tongue to trace the curves of your beloved's body, moves around the circle of her breasts, and lingers on her belly button. Number 4. The contracted kiss uses your lips to subdue the tickle caused as you crawl your nails across her body. If she kisses you when you are asleep, to arouse your desires, it is called the kindling kiss. Or if she kisses you while you're doing something, absorbing, or are quarreling with her, it is wisely termed as a deflecting kiss. If you come home late at night to find her sleeping and kiss her gently, it is called the kiss of awakening. It is said that a woman who hears her lover come home should pretend to be asleep, knowing his true intentions. If you want to show your love for a lady you cannot speak to for some reason, try kissing her shadow or reflection in a pool, or even her shadow on the wall. This is the kiss of intention. If for the same reason or because you are tongue-tied in her presence, you kiss a child picture or statue so that she can sense that you really want to kiss her, this is the kiss of transfer. Should the person you love be at the theater or assembly or watching something and you quietly kiss her finger or toe, this is called a demonstrative kiss. Remember, a man who is not demonstrative is worse than worthless. If she makes a move, match her caress for caress, kiss for kiss, and love bite for love bite. Only then will the fire of love begin to kindle and come aflame. The Sublime Alimentation of the Gods. Part 2. A healthy diet determines a healthy body and consequently influences spiritual progress. On the other hand, indulging in an unhealthy diet will generate diseases and other unpleasant problems. According to Sushruta Samhita, the second category includes Rajas elements, which are categorized by Rajas or passion. These include all kinds of hot, stimulating food, such as cooked, spiced, and salted roots. The rajas-based elements are usually associated with salted and hot tastes. It is recommended that milk, milk products, and eggs only be consumed when they are fresh and carefully prepared. The rajas-based food stimulates the senses, is quite difficult to digest, and usually leaves many residual products. The effect of such food upon sexual secretions varies according to each individual's case, depending on the ability of that individual to transform the impurities found within the Rajas food. Generally, men who consume such food will have a thick, salted, and somewhat gelatinous-like sperm, with an unpleasant smell, sometimes even fetid. The same characteristics will define the sexual secretions of a woman consuming this kind of food. Finally, the third type of food, known as tamas, contributes to the stimulation of rage and other destructive feelings. This category includes all elements disturbing or soliciting to the senses, either through their aggressive taste, excessively hot, bitter, or astringent, or through the fact that they become putrid while they are still inside the intestines. Food based on meat, food with too much oil, or overly fried food will in time lead to destructive feelings and behavior. This category also includes meat, eggs, and elements that generate strong body odors or flatulence. Ingesting tamas-based elements will lead to the increase and activation of the earth and water elements in the subtle anatomy of the body, elements which manifest on the physical level in the form of mucus, fat, and generally speaking as a tendency towards being overweight. Sensitivity will be highly decreased and a particularly materialistic attitude will take over. Sexual secretions will become unpleasant and sexual contact will no longer be an enriching act of love, but a mere animal-like act whose only purpose is immediate physical satisfaction. The obvious simplicity of these food characterizations explain why it is such a useful, efficient, and malleable system in determining what is and what is not suitable for each of us. Choosing one's food has to be done according to one's environment and goals in life. For instance, a highly materialistic person will not be able to sense any taste in sattva types of food, while a yogi will savor the wonderful taste found in this food. An athlete may well prefer animal proteins, found in roast beef, eggs, etc., because such food will make him experience a certain state of aggression, useful for training and competitions. However, for the tantric couple, the most indicated type of food is sattva. To this basic diet, the lovers may add some of the rajas-like components, especially in times when they need a more powerful type of stimulation. Caution. Incorrect food combinations or out-of-date elements are tamas in their effects on the body and on the psyche. Try to experiment with food. Combine it according to your taste and use spices moderately in order to create in your daily diet an infinite variety of the deity's food. The sage who seeks happiness in this world and in the afterworld will pay close attention in choosing healthy and energizing food. Light elements usually have the qualities of ether, air, and fire. Heavy elements have the qualities of earth and water, according to Charaka Samhita.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris. Each gesture of yours is a mysterious adoration. As there are many ways in which an action can be stopped, there are also many ways to adore Bagalamukhi, who, in the Tantric tradition, is considered the symbol of the entire yoga process that leads to the supreme calmness of the mind. Thus, one of the most important ways to adore her is to perfectly control the act of speech, such as in not saying anything offensive about other people. The intense practice of Hatha Yoga techniques is another way of adoring Bagalamukhi, especially by practicing the asanas, postures of the body, as in this case the position of the body is maintained unchanged for a long time. A more advanced and profound way to adore this great cosmic power is during the pranayama techniques, controlling the breath, the aim of which is to stop or block the flow of the pranic breath in the body. The breathing flow cannot be stopped that easily even by the advanced yoga practitioner. He will be able to stop his breath without any problem when he receives the grace of the power of Shakti, which, in this case, is Bagalamukhi. Remember that you are immortal. Another way of adoring Bagalamukhi is to learn to block the subtle energetic flow that manifests in our bodies at will
either by the action of thought or by the action of a mantra. For this, a great ability to concentrate, dharana, and to focus the attention at will and firmly on a certain object or aspect is needed. Be an audience to the movie of your achievements. Another practical, more difficult and more abstract approach to resonate with Bagalamukhi is to try and remember as often as possible our true spiritual nature. This will result in the focus of our attention and the suspension of the secondary fluctuation of the mind, which most of the time manifests through different wishes and secondary ideas. This is a practice that is quite difficult for most people because it implies watching attentively the fluctuations of the mind as an exterior, detached, conscious witness, and realizing little by little how the mind becomes gradually more stable and more quiet. The yogi sages assert that this is the most efficient way to sincerely adore Bagalamukhi. As we advance in our practice, we understand that the attitude of the witness and of a simple observer, uninvolved in the process of becoming, has as a result the lack of identification with the relative aspects of manifestation. That is, practically speaking, with the changes of our mind. It becomes stable and entirely and consciously controlled. The tantric spiritual texts mention another way to access the sphere of consciousness and force of the great cosmic power Bagalamukhi: the stopping of the subtle energetic ascendant flow through Sushumna Nadi, the subtle central channel at the level of the backbone, at the level of Ajna Chakra, of the soft palate, or of Anahata Chakra. The occult texts say that if the energies are blocked at the level of the third eye, Ajna Chakra, the consciousness of the self is revealed during the state of wakefulness, Jagrat Avastha. If they are blocked at the level of the soft palate, the self is revealed during the state of dreamful sleep, Svapna Avastha. If they are blocked at the level of Anahata Chakra, then the revealing of our supreme spiritual nature occurs during the state of deep, dreamless sleep, Shushupti Avastha. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. Let us begin. Thank you.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.